scump prasa.
That's our intro. Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Prasa. This is the show with two Prasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Okay, round two. On the same day.
Yeah, but also let's not confuse people because sometimes we have to round two the same episode because we catch on cut.
Yeah, well, that is true. We
today,
do, we delete things.
Record is on red.
It happens. Life happens.
Life does happen.
And life happens.
Whether you want it to or not.
You know, these consequences. What's that smell?
That's consequences that you're smelling.
No, she opened the fridge.
I thought you were going to say she opened the door.
No, it's not the door. It's just the fridge. It's from the leftovers from last night. She didn't cover it.
A yellow fridge.
I don't like that.
No garlic, Miro.
Anyway, let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
Galaxy Quest. Cult sci-fi yet, I would say. I enjoy the film. It's a lot of fun.
We've hyped this movie up quite a bit.
The sequel's doing something. It's talks. Jody, why do you have a story about talks?
Because Tim Allen is involved. And Tim Allen is main canine of the movie. I'm thinking it might happen. He's doing Santa Claus 3 now on Amazon.
I don't give a fuck about Santa Claus 3.
How can you not
care? I don't even think I can fucking watch Santa Claus 1.
You've never seen the Santa Claus?
No.
Okay, go to Yell, Ross.
Yeah, like that. I'm not a Christmas movie person. Is that a question?
Elf is one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good film. Santa Claus is like, ugh, that's a lot of Christmas.
It's fantastic.
Why?
Because Tim Allen is Santa.
Okay.
I can't make this any clearer.
It's very vague at this point. Why? What makes it quite?
Like, it's a really wholesome movie.
Wholesome. You see?
Very wholesome.
I don't like that.
You don't like wholesome?
Mm-mm.
Explains your fiber issues.
It's true. But
Galaxy Quest 2.
Yeah, but this is not. This is just talks again.
But it seems like it's moving along.
Seems like. You can't use the word seems like. I think.
I hope.
Look, when he signs the. When he inks the deal, that's when I want to talk about it. What does he say? Tell us.
So Tim Allen says that he's actually talking to fellow crew members about the possibility of a sequel. And he doesn't know why it hasn't actually happened.
Behind the scenes people. It was the crew members. What does that
from
mean?
From the movie. Like, you know, everyone who's not an actor is crew, basically.
Yeah, he's talking to them. Like, he's not even talking to
random people.
He's not
caterers.
Even talking to Sigourney Weaver.
No, he's talking to caterers. So he says that I think it's everyone's on board. Obviously, Alan Rickman's no longer around, and he was one of the core cast members of the original.
Yeah.
But they are still keen to go for it. And I am down, Russ. I, in my heart and soul, am down with this.
I'm happy for you, but I saw this, I thought it was happening. And then it's like...
It's fairly close. Somewhat of a possibility.
He's talking to the catering people. How is that fairly close?
While they're feeding him, he's like, you know what? I'd really like to do
that. He's talking to craft services about a fucking move. No, man, Jody.
Okay, not my best bit of news.
Yes. I think this is just your hope.
I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, I know. You want to manifest it. I'm with you. I support you because I really enjoyed the first one. But we'll get back to you with some concrete shit next time. Okay, Sean Levy of Deadpool fame. He's, what did he do? Direct the second one?
He did the second one, but we also like him in a few other stuff. He's done Free Guy. Real Steel. And quite a few other comedies.
I knew you got to one more. No, him and Ryan Reynolds work well together.
Yeah, he also did that one where Ryan Reynolds time travels.
Time traveling Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, A Wrinkle in Time.
Yes.
Featuring Ryan Reynolds. And
the Adam Project.
I was thinking, yeah, there is another one. And it's the name of the Adam Project, which was also a fun film.
Yes, it was.
But it looks like he has his next big franchise lined up.
Yeah, we recently spoke about how Star Wars is like not doing anything for the next while. What's the name? The head of the franchise, Kathleen.
Kathleen Bigelow.
Turner. She was like, nope, no franchise, no
Kennedy,
Star Wars stuff.
Kennedy. Isn't it? Kathleen Kennedy.
I think so. In any case.
Just Gerald.
Gerald, please. Gerald. With a J. Now it looks like Sean Levy is being attached to a Star Wars movie.
Nice.
And they line him up to probably do like a non-contentious.
Binary. Oh.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A non-contentious Star Wars movie.
Apparently, Andor is really good.
I haven't seen it, but they say the lack of actual force and like there's a lot of the Star Wars mythology.
Like, they say it's like really, really good though. Mm. I have to check it out. But if we are talking Star Wars news, did you see Studio Ghibli?
No.
They posted a tweet and it is the Lucasfilm logo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they are doing a Lucasfilm project. Just nobody knows what yet.
How much scope does George Lucas? Does he doesn't own Lucasfilm anymore.
No.
That's part of Disney.
He sold Lucasfilm. Yeah. He's chilling. He's like a billionaire. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's got merch rights.
I was going to say, he doesn't even need films. No, just the merch alone.
Shut the brick. He's still involved, I think, somehow. But, like, overall, nah. But, yeah, Sean Levy, he makes fun films.
He does. And these movies, they've normally got heart. They've normally got
fun.
Comedic timing. It's fun. Good action too.
That's the only word I can think of when it comes to his movies. Yeah. It's fun. But he's not doing, it's not with Ryan Reynolds because it says he's done the re-teaming with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, you can only deal with so much Ryan Reynolds, eh?
I don't know.
I feel like he's the same person in real life. So he's constantly like, there's a camera and he's breaking the fourth wall with you.
Did you watch that Wrexham documentary?
No.
I don't know.
With him and Rob McKellen?
Yeah, I didn't either, so I don't know how much Ryan
Reynolds. Because I've reached my full, that's why.
I don't know how much Ryan Reynolds is in Ryan Reynolds.
Too much.
And shame, Star Wars needs all the help it can get.
They just need to get up and running and not to have people go absolutely apeshit over bullshit, that's all.
Don't go apeshit over bullshit.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first because no one else says anything like that. Okay, Barbarian director Zach Cregger, new on the scene, if you know what I mean, in terms of directing. But he wants to make his Batman movie under James Gunn's watch. What's that? I'm talking about watch, is what I meant to say.
So
that was just me saying words wrong.
Nice. Love the alliteration.
Hells yeah. So he wants to make a Batman film. No.
One that he has apparently already written.
Sure. But like, why?
Yes. I think he saw Matt Reeves' Batman and he's like, yeah.
No,
I can,
but like,
I can
like
do my
enough
own.
Batman now.
Yeah.
If he can do something else, I'm for it.
You get such a thing as saturating the market. And if they imagine they try and do like DCEU Batman, Matt Reeves Batman, and then Cregger sticks at it. He's like, you know what?
Give Cregger something weird, like Constantine or something.
Yeah, was what he did with Barbarian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, you bring that in that
horror
movie mentality there. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there is room for horror when it comes to Batman. He's got that type of rogues gallery, you know. He does deal with the occult at times. Yeah. There's like very scary characters. But there's too much Batman now.
There is. And like we are down with Robert Pattinson right now.
Down to clown.
I don't know if
in Chinatown.
I want any other Batman characters to come with any of what DC is doing. Like sort out your shit first and then maybe figure out how you're going to get Batman into it.
Sort your shit out before you go ape shit on the stupid shit. What did you say?
I forgot the lyric. It's so memorable that I've already forgotten about that catchphrase.
Don't go ape shit over dog shit.
Over bullshit.
Over bullshit, that's the one. Empty the Spider-Verse.
Empty the
Spider-Verse. Yeah. Spider-Man, empty the Spider-Verse.
Into is what Ross is trying to
do. That's right. Spider-Man, into the Spider-Verse. The next one is across my Spider-Verse. And they are still announced. This is coming out when, Junior?
June 2023.
June 2023, and he's still announcing cast members.
Which is a bit concerning, because I thought that animating these movies takes like a couple of years to get right.
It does, man.
So how are they adding new characters at this point in time?
But that's why I think they're just announcing it.
And it's already been done.
I think they're just announcing it. Daniel Kaluuya is going to be Spider-Punk.
Yes.
I've always pictured Spider-Punk to be white, though. But okay.
Typical. Typical.
I like Daniel Kaluuya working, so...
Okay, Kanye West.
More power to him.
White lives matter.
Wow.
Hobart Hobie Brown. Okay, Spider-Punk.
Spider-Punk. Hobart Hobie Brown. Yeah, cool.
Daniel Kaluuya's voice work, he was the narrator for the Arsenal thing on Amazon Prime, the All or Nothing documentary. And he
Arsenal or Nothing.
Arsenal or Nothing.
Yeah, that's the official name.
He was amazing as the narrator on that one. So voice work-wise, I'm excited for him. And also, yeah, whatever projects he does.
Ever since the announcement, I've been excited. And did you see the new Puss in Boots trailer?
Yes.
Did you see how it's influenced by this animation style?
Yes. I was quite taken aback by it because I'm like...
This is the Shrek universe. What is going on?
Just going now with like completely new effects.
Yeah.
At first came across like they ran out of money.
It didn't sit right with me.
No, it's very weird.
But it just shows like this was so fucking groundbreaking and highly unique. Yeah, so now it's like everyone wants to do a piece of it. So I'm super excited for this film.
Yeah, no, I mean, this cast now already had Oscar Isaac, Brian Tyree Henry, Shameik Moore coming back.
Geraldine Fraser.
Hailee Steinfeld.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and what's his name?
Pig.
Yeah.
Pig Man.
John Mulaney. So, with that already.
Yeah.
That's already an amazing cast.
No, who is the mother?
Rachel Dresch. Issa Rae is also coming into this movie. So they have an astounding cast already.
And Oscar Isaac.
I said him.
Yes.
And Brian Tyree Henry.
I'm just going through my head.
What's his name?
21 Jump Street.
No, 2099.
2099.
Spider-Man.
Yes. 2099. I used to love that suit.
Yeah, that suit was...
That suit was the shit. But yeah, look quiet. They fucking, let's do anything they announce now is going
to
be.
I just want this movie to come out.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't know you had to wait till next year. When did you think it was coming out?
I don't know. Not next year. Not next year, middle of the year. Like maybe so, like a December, man. You know?
Yes. We're running out of juice here. Listen, what's coming out in December, actually?
I have no idea, dude. We might need to do an episode geared towards what's coming out in December. Maybe someone wants to sponsor us, like Netflix or Disney.
Or the month of December.
You have to make that wallet go far.
John Wick is next year, no?
John Wick is next year.
Ooh, that trailer drone.
Yeah, John Wick 4 trailer.
Ooh, Samurai Yen. Swords.
Donnie Yen, Katanas, John Wick with that again, that nunchucks.
Yeah, over the head. Oof. It's good shit. I just hope it's not. Because I felt like the third one, the action, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the action dragged on a little.
Yeah.
For me.
It's because the story wasn't as cohesive as the previous ones.
No, but I also think the scene, especially the final act, the action scene was just way too long.
Yeah, no, I get you.
They should have tightened that up a bit. But we'll see. We'll see with this one. There's a lot of cool additions to the Ip Man. No, I'm talking about...
Oh, Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård. God.
Ip Man.
Both added to the cast. Lawrence Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburning. Mm-hmm.
Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves just like, whoa, guns, bro.
You know what I love most of all? That we've segued from Daniel Kaluuya straight into John Wick.
Classic. Stealing the thunder of a black man.
You see what I mean? White lives matter.
I'm secretly a colonizer. But yeah, Daniel Kaluuya, yes, let's do it. Daniel Kaluuya. Yeah, why are we talking about the TV star? Yeah,
he's a movie star, Ross.
That is true. Super.
He was recently in Weird. the Al Yankovic story.
I didn't finish that film. I must finish it.
Me neither.
Did you start it?
No. That's why I didn't finish it.
It's very funny. Weird. No, it's funny. Like the it's ridiculous. But we were just cock-tired that night. But anyway, he's best known for his role as Dwight Schrute in the US version of
Pretty
The Office.
Pretty much only known for his role.
No, I mean, Super is one of my favorite films.
Yeah, but I'm saying mainstream.
I don't care about other people.
Super's ending is fucking intense.
It's dope. Yeah, I love it. Super's so tatty. That's James Gunn, baby.
Yeah.
So he will be changing his name. Okay, to raise awareness about the environmental crisis and rapid warming of the Arctic region.
Please read his full name out to us, Russ.
Ugh, where is it now?
I've got it. Rainfall, Heatwave, Extreme Winter Wilson.
Cool.
Imagine filling that out in those blockies on the Home Affairs forms.
Look, it is smart because he can still go by Rain Wilson.
By rain, yeah.
But Rainfall, Winter, Warmer Boots. What
Rainfall,
did you say?
Heatwave, Extreme Winter Wilson.
That's a movie I'd watch.
That's a superhero. I can go to war.
Rainfall, winter, extreme movie, heat wave.
Almost. What would your awareness name be?
My awareness name. Mine would probably be like Ross Anti-Capitalism Solomon, basically.
Well, I mean, that's nothing to do with environmental saving. So mine would be Jody,
no, that would save
jump
the world.
Off the cliff because the water's rising, Fulton.
No, but I mean, we're highlighting issues. So.
Yes.
If you get rid of capitalism, you'll save the environment.
Ugh, such a bloody commie.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be a commie if I want to. But, okay, sure. This is fine. What does it mean for us, though?
Not very much. Okay. We are raising awareness, Russ.
Yeah, just like the water level, we are raising awareness.
That's what we do.
Yeah, you'll still book jobs. It's not like he shot anyone.
What's the last thing you did? The natural connection. What's the last thing you did? The Meg. They got eaten by a shark.
The Megalodon. The Meg 2. More Meg is coming.
Yeah. Mega.
Yeah. Mega Meg. Not Meg.
Because it's in the water.
It's wet, yeah.
And the oceans are rising.
Yeah. Wait, is that sequel really happening?
I think so. I don't think it's any of the names we've said, but I'm pretty sure it's happening. This is an opportunity for me to do my Jason Statham.
That's a big fucking name.
It's a Meg.
You haven't done it in a while.
I haven't done my Jason Statham in a while.
You're a little rusty.
It hurts.
Bring him back to Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
Sec, it's time for a review.
Right here, this week we are reviewing Enola Holmes 2, directed by Harry Bradbeer. And in this one, Enola Holmes takes on her first case as a detective. But to
a detective?
A detective.
But to unravel the mystery.
Of a missing girl. She'll need some.
Why are you having trouble with the synopsis?
And brother Sherlock.
Whatever.
Because the language didn't make sense.
You copied it wrong. I
didn't copy it wrong. It made sense eventually. So this one stars Millie Bobby Brown returning as Enola Holmes. We also have Henry Cavill returning as Sherlock. Helen Bonham Carter is back as well. And then there's like a few interesting twisty
Mycroft
characters.
Is not back.
Yes, that they just didn't want to put Mycroft in.
No, he couldn't film it. The
actor couldn't make it. Oh, okay. No, I thought there was a deeper reason behind that.
It's not that deep.
Okay.
I mean, according to them.
Yeah, David Thewlis is in here, who I feel like just... He's pretty much doing his Fargo character, if you've seen that season of Fargo. Adil Akhtar as Lestrade, love him. And then there's a couple of spoilery characters. I don't know if I can mention them.
Well, if they're spoilery, you can't really mention them.
Yeah.
So
I won't mention them right now.
That's it. We're done.
Cool. Let's go.
Enola Holmes 2. So the first one, we kind of felt meh about. Like, it was okay.
It was okay.
It had potential.
But... very Netflixy.
Very Netflixy.
Very Netflixy, no effort.
This one seemed to have realized that potential.
Yeah.
And actually did something with it.
Quite a fun movie.
Yeah.
Quite a fun movie.
Yeah.
Thanks. Also, I feel like Sorry.
I also feel like that sometimes.
Coughing.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown has been like skyrocketing for a while. Like Stranger Things and then the Enola Holmes character and her relationship with Drake. You know, all of those weird stuff.
Weird.
But I also feel like there was maybe a bit too much hype around her, and that actually informed the way that she portrayed the character in the first movie. Whereas in this one, I quite enjoyed her portrayal of this character. I don't think she like went overboard. I feel like she embodied the character a lot better. She understood what she was trying to do.
Mm.
So in almost all facets, I enjoyed this a lot more.
I can see that, actually, now that you mention it. Mm. Me thinking back. Yeah.
In the first one, it was almost like she thought she was big and she needed to do a lot of like stupid shit that she didn't need to.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's like dope.
Like she's all like, ah, I'm in no loans. Look at me.
I'm in.
What is that? That seems ableist to me. What you doing?
No, I'm doing the her crying.
Okay.
She just starts chunking in
She everything. Does cry a lot in Stranger Things.
I feel bad about there and in the MonsterVerse movies with what's it, Godzilla. She's always crying.
Mm.
Refreshing lack of crying in this one.
Yeah, refreshing lack of crying. She was more likable, yeah. And more confident.
Mm.
But not in a cocky way.
Yeah, it's very understated, very subtle. The whole depiction of her, like where she's at and, you know, trying to establish her own identity within the shadow of her brother who's like super successful. Really cool.
Yeah, I laughed at some of the breaking of the fourth wall moments as well. I think it was really cool. I think she's finding her feet with this character.
Now. Definitely.
And but the writing is also maybe a bit better.
It's a bit better, and I feel like they also had more direction with, they actually understood what they wanted to do, as opposed to just like she's
a new character. This is based on books, eh?
Yes, it's a separate series of books to the obviously main Arthur Conan
Doyle.
Arthur Conan Sir Doyle. He also went through a name change.
He did. He's like, this is doing me no good in the front. We need to put it in the middle.
Second loss.
So, yeah, I didn't read the books. Did you? No. Okay.
No plan on engaging with him whatsoever.
That's lazy.
Just don't have time. In any case, story-wise. So we said this finds her like trying to figure out her own thing. She started her own detective agency.
Called Enola Holmes Detective Agency.
Creative.
Creative. Is it?
No, I'm saying it's a creative
title. Oh, I thought she did design work as well.
She might have been making money if she did.
But yeah, we find this is obviously after the first film, and she's got some hype with her first case, but everyone thinks her brother's solved it.
So everyone who comes to see her thinks that she's the secretary and like just like, oh, your brother solved that last case. Yeah. How amazing was that?
That's why she can't get her business off the ground. She's got no clients.
And she basically takes the first job that someone actually offers her, which is a very young girl whose sister's gone missing.
Yeah. When that little girl walked into, I knew she had no money.
Yeah. And which, I mean, obviously, what's her face? Enola doesn't care about that.
She cares about the mystery.
She needs a case and tries to help people.
That's what she wants to do. She wants to solve.
And concurrently, Sherlock has a case that he is unable to solve, which is in all the newspapers.
Yeah. Sherlock's suckling.
Him absolutely batshit.
For the first time in his career, it appears.
Yes.
This Sherlock is very muscular. They actually mention it.
Yes, he's very
big. He's like your shoulder. What did they say? Your shoulder. They mention his shoulders. No. Someone makes a comment about his shoulders.
Oh, I can't remember.
Well, I remember that. But I mean, it's Henry Cavill. He's big as shit.
Yeah.
Did you see he's leaving The Witcher?
Yeah. Which people think might impact on Enola 3 because of Netflix connections.
No, but he's leaving The Witcher because
he's Superman again.
No. So he's a real fan of like the books and games and stuff.
He's at
The writers are not.
They actually make fun
of the books and stuff. They don't have any respect for the source material. So I think he just had enough and he's leaving. But they're replacing with the least favorite Hemsworth.
The youngest Hemsworth.
Well, he's the least favorite. Because I like the one that cameos in Thor more than this one.
The one that cameos in Thor is also the one that was in Westworld.
Is it? Series, Westworld cancelled, by the way.
Yeah.
I never followed it.
In Enola Holmes.
Yeah. No, but wait. We're not done.
Okay.
Liam, he's the one Hemsworth replacing.
Yeah.
But who wants to see that? Is my question.
No one.
I'm not going to watch The Witcher.
No.
Anyway.
I'm going to watch the third season and then bye-bye.
But this is a nice little franchise that he's got himself involved in with Enola Holmes.
It is. And what I really like is that he
fleshing
is,
out.
Yeah. The world has been fleshed out.
Mm.
But it doesn't feel like they are over-reliant on Sherlock.
Yeah.
That Enola remains the focus.
Mm.
And like they've got some interesting, a little love story for her that's going on as well.
Mm, with that aristocratic lad.
The guy from the first movie.
He's a politician now.
Tewksbury.
Mm, the Duke of Tewksbury.
Yeah. He's a young
Tewksbury.
Tewksbury.
Okay.
He is a Tewksbury.
Is he a Duke?
Yeah, I think so.
He's some sort of
high up politician dude.
I'm a lord.
Yes.
Look at me.
Look at me now,
mama. I'm the Lord of Tewksbury.
Look at me now, mama.
I'm a manly man, I swear. Look how soft my chin is.
I do manage to keep a stiff upper lip there. He doesn't look like he could grow a beard.
No.
I'm seeing you play with your beard now.
That was also funny because she's a fighter. She learned to fight from her mother and he can't fight.
No, he can't do anything.
Yeah, which was quite funny. But anyway, Lord of Tewksbury's back.
Yes.
They got a little, will they, won't they?
Yes. Which I think is done well. It doesn't become corny at any point in time.
That shit ain't corny.
It's quite funny when you see that she's also been like kind of stalking
him. Yeah, keeping an eye on him, yeah, every day in the garden.
Again, it's liquor. It's, I enjoy it.
But her main focus is the case.
Yes.
Just like her brother, she's obsessed with mystery and solving of mystery. Yeah. But not to the point where she becomes like a sociopath.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that's quite important here, that they differentiate her from Sherlock in that she is a more well-rounded person.
Mm.
Like, she realizes that people are important, and while she definitely wants to solve a case, she doesn't obsess over to the point that she can't function.
Yeah, because he doesn't really think of her as his sister.
Because she's his ward at this point.
His ward, yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's your fucking sister, but I like Jesus. What did you think of Helena Bonham Carter?
I think it's
she's just delightful.
It's also the perfect amount of her in this movie.
She's so delightful, that woman.
And the woman who trains.
Yes, what is her cat? What is she? What is her name?
I'll tell you now what her name.
Tell me her name, please.
Where is she,
man? Susie Wokoma.
Yes, who plays
Edith.
Edith, yes.
Why are you taking so long? I literally clicked on your link.
But my link took me to Wikipedia.
Yes,
now.
That's the one I'm looking at.
Oh, okay. I couldn't find her. Yeah, Susie Wokoma is Edith.
She's so good as well.
Really,
the two of them together, perfect. Their chemistry. Yeah.
Because they still have like that whole subplot of the women's right movement and stuff.
They're still doing jiu-jitsu.
They are still doing jiu-jitsu and bombings and all sorts of stuff. And it does actually tie in quite nicely with this movie, which weirdly enough has elements of a true story.
Elements of a true. I like the way they opened it. It says this is based on a true story. Well, at
the
least
important
bits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a very also
a little
like
cheeky
that.
Way of saying yeah.
Story is entertaining.
Mm.
The reveal of the villain, which is obviously a spoiler, but
that's
also
a spoiler. Let's wait, eh?
We will wait until I blow my horn.
And then I did see the mystery coming.
Mm.
But in the end, it didn't matter so much.
Yeah, this isn't the movie that's going to tax you mentally in any
shape or form. It's not going to tax me mentally.
But it's fun, like throughout. Mm. All the reveals are really cool.
Henry Cavill's good as well.
He's very good in here. Yeah. He's understated. Mm. He doesn't steal the show from Enola at all. Mm. And they also embrace the side of Sherlock. Like they're not saying he's on drugs, but he is abusing.
Yeah, I mean, she goes to his Baker Street apartment.
It's just muscle.
And it's dear my bro. But it's also him obsessing over this thing that he can't solve.
Yes,
It
is literally destroying his life if he cannot solve this thing. And then Enola plays an important part in helping him to figure out what's going on. There.
Exactly. Well, they realize the cases are connected.
Yeah. The character of Lestrade also, I think...
Love that guy.
That guy just comes
He's so funny.
Because Lestrade is, at his core, an idiotic police chief who needs help solving all his mysteries.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't play it like that.
He's just funny, you know?
He's a bit more confident than the usual Lestrade is portrayed.
Yeah. David Thewlis is really menacing. Like I said in the intro, if people remember him from Fargo...
Wonder Woman.
No, but if you've seen Fargo, I think it's the fourth season. Where he plays the villain opposite
Fargo 4.
Fargo. He plays the villain opposite Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. Season.
If you remember, if you've seen him there, he's very similar in this role. And like he's very menacing, very just like he's also.
Whoa, what is
keeps talking? Have you seen Fargo?
Fargo, no, I have.
Oh, if you've seen it, you'd understand.
Okay. But he does the same thing. What is that you're doing?
He does things where he licks his teeth a lot because it's very lizard-like.
Yeah.
But it's very creepy. That's unsettling. Also, you see?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You see what I mean?
Don't do that again. No. Oh, fuck.
And then I do a little...
We just lost listeners, I think, because
then you
that.
Turn it into a little LL Cool J. Oh, this is... Make it sexy.
This is not...
Ladies love wet lips.
Oh my God, you know loves.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I was
You were licking every second.
The nightclub there. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a fun story. It's a fun story. This is the type of movie you can put on.
It's good for Netflix.
Yeah.
It's perfect for Netflix, I believe.
And in fact, I think like the world that they established was quite similar to the one that Guy Ritchie did with Robert Downey, but just a lot brighter. So it still feels of the time, like, you know, it's
younger.
Yes.
More which vibrant. Is perfect.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, it's very well done.
This so is what like, is it with Sherlock Holmes and that instrument?
The violin?
No, there's like a ding, 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 ding.
Isn't it a violin?
No.
Oh, because he plays a violin.
No, it's not a violin. It's like a fucking, like a fancy ukulele. I don't know. It could even be a keys instrument. Why is it...
That's just associated that's like
synonymous
with
that with fucking Sherlock Holmes because it's even in there. Yeah,
we can't really discuss.
Yeah,
much
that's
more
what I'm thinking about. It's like
anything.
What I can say. With
so
spoilers.
Let me find our spoiler sound.
Quiet night for you.
Oh well, I can say that.
You
it's
can
a quiet
say that.
For me.
Yeah,
it's quiet.
I'm also going to say it's quiet. It's better than the first one.
Much better than the first one. Like initially, I wasn't terribly excited about the new Enola Holmes coming.
Yeah, out, I was like, sure, I'm going to put this on. Whatever.
But now I'm on board for the franchise. Like, carrying on with us, I am...
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I'm just waiting for the spoiler warning. What is that supposed to be?
Ice cream bell.
Where are you buying ice cream? I told you that our ice cream guy was selling drugs, man. Right? In the old area.
I feel like probably not the only one. That's a liquor cover.
Yeah. But it is revealed that
Moriarty
is a black woman.
Mira Troy.
Did not see that one.
Love
coming.
That twist. I actually really enjoyed that twist. Mm. I think that...
I knew she was important somehow.
Because she kept like little important moments. First, story-wise, what we couldn't really go into.
The Matchstick Girls.
Yeah. Enola Holmes, her case is that a little girl comes to her and says that her sister's gone missing. It turns out they're almost like they're all orphans who work in the matchstick factory. Lion matchsticks.
Lion, yeah, with a Y.
Yeah, and her sister's gone missing. And that case connects to Sherlock's case, which is a case of politicians, various people who are being blackmailed over important information that they don't want to come out.
Yeah.
And the big villain in the end is Moriarty, which I just love the reveal of how Sherlock, along with Inala's help with the music sheet, how he figures out how they're choosing the banks and stuff, and then the message is like, hello, Sherlock.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
That was cool.
Very, very cool.
Because that's something Moriarty would do.
Definitely. But also, it still doesn't shift focus away from Inala, because... It's so easy to...
Yeah, I mean, it's Sherlock, so
to
you...
To make it a Sherlock story, you know?
100%.
And my worry was when I saw that it's Moriarty's going to be the villain, that's going to even more highlight the Sherlock story.
Mm.
But it doesn't. It's they still...
It works.
It really works well.
Yeah, they balanced it nice, and it's cool that it leans more in favor of Enola.
Mm.
Yeah, that Moriarty reveal, I was like, okay, this is cool, this is bold, I like it. And the fact that Moriarty has to, the fact that she's a black woman, she has to move in the shadows even more.
Yeah, because Moriarty normally is a white academic male.
Yeah.
White male academic mathematics professor.
Mathematician.
mathematics and professor.
Yeah.
And
knows his way around the abacus.
You know. But he normally moves in the shadows through choice.
Yeah.
Whereas this Moriarty, because she's a black woman, she's like, she can move in certain spaces, but it's like, your opinion doesn't matter.
She has to.
When in actual fact, she's the one who's pulling all the strings. So I thought that was genius. I'm waiting for the backlash because...
I didn't see anything.
No, I haven't seen anything, but I mean, if this was a Star Wars not my property, Moriarty. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, do people give enough of a shit about
if this was Star Wars fans?
Oh my God, imagine. So Sarah Chapman was a real person.
Yes.
So because that's person that Enola Holmes has to find.
Yes.
And she led the matchstick strike, the match girl strike of 1888 or something.
Which is the true story, the part of the story that is true.
Yeah, so they switched the phosphorus.
Yes. So basically what's happening that Enola manages to find out is that the reason people were being blackmailed is because the Lion matchstick company and like the certain politicians were covering up that when they switched the phosphorus, girls in this factory started dying from working with these things.
Yeah, they called it typhus.
Yeah, they basically just said there's a new disease.
New disease.
Don't know how you get it, but
people are dying, so no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
But they switched the phosphorus because it was cheaper to produce.
Yes.
The actual disease was known as fossy jaw.
Fossy jaw.
Yes, and it attacks and deteriorates the jawbone.
Donor.
Causing pain, abscesses, inflammation, necrosis, and eventually fatal brain damage.
Oh, lordy, lord. So, I can see why they left that out.
Yeah. I mean, we only saw one real case of it in the film because the woman's jaw is like swollen and shit. But I mean...
Yeah, the girl. Because they show how the guy who like now manages all the girls...
Yeah.
Every time they come into work, he checks their mouth to see if they are sick. And if he detects anything, it's like, now you go home.
So it's basically just inhaling that shit like constantly while working with matches.
Yeah, so almost like asbestos.
And it's been used as like chemical attacks and stuff as well in military. White phosphorus. Because in Call of Duty, the game, then it's an attack.
It's a game.
It's an attack that you can use.
In the book.
White phosphorus incoming. And it's just like... And I'm like, holy shit, these girls are actually working with this guy.
That stuff's banned.
Yeah, it's fucking shit. Yeah, no, it's not. I don't think it's as bad as like sarin gas or whatever.
I think it's like you're not allowed to use phosphorus in war.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I've never been in war.
Because egg lights phosphorus. So yeah. It's like we digress.
Fine. But it was cool that it was tied into that to an actual story, gave it a little bit of heft.
Yeah, and the character motivations, like Enola wants to help, but she also is a much bigger thing at play here, which, much like her mother and the fight that she's had against for women's rights and everything, she's now exposing that and helping to.
What did you think of that scene where they have to break her out of jail? It's a little action scene.
The mother, that was where the mother and Edith get involved also. I quite liked it. What were your thoughts?
It was fine.
Okay.
No, it's just like, these women are like terrorists, basically.
Yes, I mean, they're bombing up post boxes and random things all the time. But also, do you know what's cool about that? Sherlock has to go to them because he goes to Edith.
He doesn't. I think the lesson of the film is almost like... no matter how brilliant you are, you still need help. Together we can do more.
There's that. And also the fact that because of the time, you would think Sherlock is a white man. He can go and sort anything.
Yeah.
And he goes through the proper channels and he's like, she's my ward. Please let her out, blah, blah. And they're like, no, fuck you. He doesn't get it right.
Yeah.
And then he has to go to Edith and his mother, basically, for help. And that's how they succeed in getting out.
I like the fact that Enola like doesn't know how to operate in the fancy players.
Oh yeah, so she doesn't know how to like read the fans.
Yeah,
which is apparently a real thing.
Yeah, they communicate with fans. Yeah,
it's a real thing. She doesn't know how to dance,
and she can't like speak to people without a chaperone.
That was hilarious because they're staring at her the whole time. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So that's cool because she was brought up differently by her mother.
And also, it gives this, Duke of Tewkesbury, it gives that character like a good reason to also then exist again and be relevant.
Yeah, it was quite funny. But overall,
it's a really fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
So much better than the first one.
Yeah, and it it makes me excited for the next one, because obviously Moriarty is going to get involved.
Yeah.
And Enola and her husband, a brother. And then this is also pre-Watson.
Yes, which is the other twist.
Yeah.
And I think they put a nice spin on the original Sherlock and Watson meeting, which is a mutual friend type thing. But Enola sets up that she's going to come to Sherlock, and Sherlock's like, you can come stay with me. And then she sends Watson instead.
Yeah.
And it's like,
at 4 p.m. on
and
Friday.
And it's Himesh Patel. And I'm like, I really like this cast.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that it's a very diverse cast. But
it doesn't feel like it's pandering. Just like the characters work. Like they all are just good casting.
Thinking of Henry Cavill's Sherlock and Himesh Patel.
Yeah.
I think that's going to work.
It does.
Brilliant.
That's why I say it's not putting in people of color or switching genders just for the sake of it.
Mm.
It's really characters. These people work as these characters.
Mm.
And the thing about
it's the woke Moriarty, left.
The thing about Moriarty is they often portray Sherlock and Moriarty as being like they admire each other because they are of a similar
intellectual
level. Because
the game is the foot.
You know, the game is the foot, my bro. That's actually the game is a foot.
No, the game is the foot. Okay, because a foot can be any foot.
Black shoe. Change your foot. But now they have this added element of there's a admiration, but potentially an attraction that doesn't have to be almost like controversial. Because it's like, ooh, it's two men.
Two men.
Because in the
gross.
Series with Benedict Cumberbatch and what's that guy's name who plays Moriarty there?
The Duke of Tewkesbury. Sir William Thoroughborough.
No. Never mind. I think that the potential that they created with these characters and who they cast in the roles is like really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
For the story going forward.
Yeah, I'm excited. Is Sherlock 3 happening with Robert Downey Jr.?
Potentially when everyone can get together. They all want to make it, they're just all too busy.
Well, if you're a fan of that and you're waiting for that film, I think this is a
this
nice
will,
one.
This will definitely.
This will tide you over until
and,
then.
And in Lola Holmes 3, this
more
house
homes.
Is a home.
Never go back. Far from homes.
Homie go homes. I mean, that is definitely happening. Not sure when, but it's...
I don't know when. Yeah. I'm not involved there.
No, did they cut you out of that meeting?
They did. But Stranger Things comes to an end next season, right?
Yes.
We're going to see Bobby Brown in a lot more things.
Is that what you're choosing to do? Out of all the options.
I wonder who's going to play Bobby Brown in the Whitney Houston movie. They didn't show him in the trailer.
He wasn't in there at all. Sadly underutilized.
Interesting.
Maybe they'll get actual Bobby Brown to play.
Wow. What if they get Molly Bobby Brown to play Bobby Brown?
Hey, it's me, Bobby Brown.
Hey, it's me. I'm Bobby Brown. Want me to scoop shit out of your ass? But she's gonna be in more stuff. And I think like Netflix is like a studio now, right? And you know how studios get their like actors and their bankable stars and things. So she's definitely going to be in more Netflix shit.
I think so. But that's why I said earlier, Henry Cavill.
I missed it when you said earlier.
It's not that long ago.
Okay.
With the Witcher news. Like people were anxious that Henry Cavill leaving that show might mean that it impacts his relationship with Netflix for Homes 3.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think that it looks like everyone's invested in those games.
Look, I'm not.
We just said we are.
Oh, okay.
This house is a home.
And this home is more. The house is a home. There's no place like homes.
Yeah, no place like homes.
That's Enola Holmes 4. Shout outs, questions.
Yeah, we have some questions. One that actually relates to Enola Holmes.
Mm.
This is from Kim
Paulson.
Paulson.
Mm.
Her question is, I couldn't even finish the first Enola Holmes. Should I have pushed through?
Well, it depends on the reason as to why you couldn't finish it. I mean, were you inebriated?
Mm.
Were you tired?
Was the bad night or day?
I know she's a teacher.
Could have been a bad day.
Could have been a bad day. And a bad day teaching. Mm. Yes.
What I would say, though, is if the first one's not your vibe, the second one, like we've just said, is much better. So... You could watch the second one without having watched the first one.
Yeah,
it's not really that important.
Yeah, just read up.
Yeah. There's like the characters are from the first movie, but the second one stands on its own.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go back.
Yeah, you don't have to go back. I agree. Watch the second one.
Mm.
Next question.
This one is from Abby. She wants to know, why must Jody make a noise at our house?
Well,
because this podcast pays the bills, yeah. Abigail.
What bills is this podcast?
When it monetizes.
Oh my God. No, because we record here. I don't know. She must. Do we talk to her in real time? Because she's in the other room.
You can call her.
No, don't call her. She's in, then it's just a cuck story.
She make a person mad, man. Yeah. You know?
She does. But we have no other option. We have to project. Otherwise, yeah. You can't. Yeah, we can't talk Bunnabek. Yeah, while we love yeah.
She want a person to talk like this on the podcast?
No, she needs to relax and she must enjoy her stories that she's watching inside.
Another person who needs to relax, the Medstagram.
Oh, God.
Why are you recording on a Sunday? Sunday is for the lovers.
Well, Sunday is for movie lovers, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and we take care of our movie lovers.
No, it's just because we are busy on the other days of the weekend. Jody's got two lighties.
We've got day jobs.
I've got sleep to catch up on. And Sundays seem to work. So yeah. That's why we go for Sundays.
And at some point, we were promised co-sisters. And
we're still waiting. Never delivered. Also, Medstagram is now lives in Cape Town.
I sent a message to her. I asked, where is the co-sisters?
Despicable.
Me. Then we also have a question from Muhammad Flanders.
The real name.
Yeah. He wants to know your view on the movie The Black Phone.
Oh, no. I haven't seen it yet.
But heard good things.
I also heard good things. I need to work up to watching horror
movies.
You've
seen a lot of horror movies lately.
That's on my list, though. That's on my list. And apparently Ethan Hawke is amazing.
He'll be hawking it up.
If it's good enough, then we'll talk about it for sure.
For sure.
But that's if it's good enough. Yeah. Ethan Hawke is one of those unique, like he's just doing like what he wants now.
He
Yeah. It's like he's not A-list.
What are his really, really big movies though, if you think about it?
Like Gattaca.
Training Day, Gattaca.
Yeah.
And then he did like the trilogy.
Hudson Hawk? No.
It's not. No, him. That's not, just because he's like it's Hawk in it. Hudson's his father.
The one with the wolf.
White Fang. White Fang, he did, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's old.
That's a Josh movie.
Yeah.
White Fang, he was in. So he was on the cover.
And what's that romantic trilogy, man? The Before.
Oh, Before Sun, yeah, before trilogy, Before Sunset. Yeah. But again, that's indie, more arty vibe, more indie vibe. And he's just choosing these projects where he does like these brilliant performances, but it's not like super big
and
mainstream.
The Purge.
The first Purge was cool, though.
No, that first movie is not great.
I enjoyed it.
I know they
didn't hit the potential, but overall it was alright. It was cool. It was unique for the time. Okay. What's a better one? Purge 2, more Purge.
Yeah. And then Purge 3, Purgier. Any of them with Frank Grillo in it was better than.
No.
What? We don't like Frank Grillo now?
No, I like Frank Grillo. I just don't like the Purge Frank Grillo.
Purge films are much better than Ethan Hawke's.
No. If you want to watch Frank Grillo, watch Boss Level. That's a just film.
To answer your question, Muhammad, we will watch The Black Phone at some point, but we've heard good things.
We'll watch Black Mirror, though.
What's the connection?
I'm just trying to relate to Muhammad's blanders. Okay. Well, Black Mirror refers to a phone as well.
Yes, it does.
Just the screen.
Technology.
It's going to kill us all.
Yeah.
That's that, and Bhatti is fat. So, cool. Thanks for your questions. You can reach out to us. Where, Jody?
They can connect with us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Bicycle Brasser Podcast, and you can write to us at bicyclebrasser@gmail.com.
And tonight, stay safe, everyone. It's a scorcher.
Not really. It's
no, I'm just assuming next is the day that this...
Oh, yeah, it's so hot.
Yeah, the day that this comes out, it's going to be hot. The scorcher there. Yeah, watch out. Be safe on the roads. Watch out for those GP number plates. They can cause havoc.
Yeah.
And stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe for us.